Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam und die Black Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal S. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's show, NFL correspondent Kostaki Economopoulos with Off the Rails. You'll hear that coming up in just a minute.
Like big butts. And I cannot lie. Mm-hmm. You are the brothers, can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itsy bitsy waist and a round thing on your face, you get sprung. Want to pull up tough. Because you notice that butt was stuffed. Deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby. I want to get with you. Take your picture. My homeboys tried to warn me. But with that butt, you got makes me so horny.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Tom, we have a special guest.
Well, that's right. He's Kostaki Economopoulos, the biggest name in American comedy. Kostaki sitting in front of his Christmas tree at his abode in California with his little Kostaki license plate I had made for him.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Kostaki is holding a miniature license plate that says Kostaki. That was what you sent him.
Yes, because
it took 8 months to get him.
We were talking a long time ago about when he was a kid and he'd be on a road trip with his parents and they'd pull into someplace and all the little kids, the John, the Billy, the Joeys and the Daves and the Steves could all get miniature license plates with their name on it, but Kostaki couldn't. I found a place that makes custom plates, and I got
a nice
little...
You couldn't get him the full size?
Yeah, is that the size of a credit card, Kostaki?
It is.
It's for your bike.
It's for your bike.
If he puts it on the back of his car in California, they'll arrest him.
Cooper. If you rollerblade, you can nail it to your ass.
I swear to God, I bet you it took Tom 3 solid days to organize that license.
Plate. Spelled right and everything, right, Kostaki?
That's right. You had it made? I just assumed you went from store to store to store until eventually.
Oh, that's a better story.
I still look when I go to places. Still nothing.
Well, you Greek bastard. Of course not.
Yeah.
And we still don't know where the first one went, do we?
No, I never did find
it. So there's somebody out there with another Kostaki.
Yeah, some random person probably.
Someone
in your building probably stole it off your porch.
I've got this guy named Kostaki. He's a hitman, I guess. I don't know. He sent me a license plate with his name on it.
Whatever. It cuts good coke.
I thought you'd like it, Kostaki. It'd bring
a little warmth
to your child.
What are you going to do with it?
Yeah, you're just holding it.
Put it on your bike.
We had it on the tree, but maybe the bike.
Wow, that sounds lovely. Yeah.
The desk seems right.
Tell me and be honest, Kostaki. Be absolutely honest. What did your wife say when she saw a Kostaki license plate?
Oh, she thought it was cool. She got a kick out of it.
She didn't say. Which stupid friend sent you that? She didn't say.
She knew probably. Right?
Yeah, she was more excited about the Omaha steaks.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that. Yeah, that went very well. Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad that it did. Next year, I'll see if there's anything special.
Did your brother send you Omaha steaks?
No, I sent my brother's Omaha steak.
What'd they send you?
A cease and desist. Stop talking to me like
pears.
No, you're close. What was it?
Jelly of the month?
I actually can't remember.
Oh, okay.
There was.
It sounds like it really meant a lot to
you. You didn't open it.
Oh, boy.
Now, Kostaki, some big news in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
They talked obviously a lot about yesterday about Ben Roethlisberger. The final That's game, right. apparently.
What? I didn't hear yeah. anything about it.
And then I got in trouble
final
for
game
mentioning...
at home, probably, yeah.
I got in trouble for mentioning his famous restaurant, Roethlisberger's, of course. And if you don't order the burger, they force it on you.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Assault goes away if you're good at something. I forgot.
That's right.
That's our society.
That's the OJ rule. Yeah. Okay.
The OJ. That's a good segue to 47 Antonio Brown jokes. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
Well, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Brady is great. The Jaguars suck. And Antonio Brown is crazy. Happy New Year, everybody. Apparently, the coach asked him to go in twice. Brown refused. They had some words. He took off his jersey and pads, and you saw the dramatic farewell. I guess they're right. People have been saying this. Nobody wants to work anymore. Right.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Right.
Huh. Antonio Brown just quit in the third quarter, so they made him an honorary Falcon. That's nice.
Very, very good.
He was running around with no shirt on. I think Brown just misunderstood. We wanted to see his TDs.
Good luck.
If they were playing in New Orleans, at least he would have gotten some beads out of the deal. Brown's so eager to stop being a Buccaneer, he turned in his uniform immediately. It's nice. Gronk wasn't fazed. It's not the first time he's seen a Tampa stripper quit mid-shift. Stripping naked, that's the best way to get hired or fired. There are very few jobs you won't lose if you take your clothes off while you're doing them. Exotic dancer, porn star, Madonna's gardener, you know.
Oh boy.
The Bucs still had a comeback victory after all this. Only Tom Brady could win a game while having a cancerous tumor removed. Kind of amazing.
Wow.
Antonio Brown will still have some income, though. Don't worry, because now he gets a commission every time a screw is loose. Anywhere in the world, he gets money. O.J. Simpson took to Twitter to say what A.B. did was inexcusable. You know, when O.J. calls your actions inexcusable, it's time to get your act together.
Boy, no kidding.
I love this. Somewhere out there, there's a woman who thinks she can change Antonio Brown. Good luck, lady. All the best to you. They should turn this whole thing into a Snickers ad. You know, Antonio Brown's stripping on the field, and he drunk drives a go-kart through a petting zoo, and he's throwing out fake vax cards to the animals. Takes a bite of Snickers. You're not you, and you're hungry. That's true.
That'd be good.
What's more shocking, Antonio Brown ripped his jersey off mid-game or the Jaguars players keep wearing theirs?
Said the Falcons fans.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. One of the only teams I can look down on. There's only maybe one or two. Patriots beat the Jaguars 50-10. My New Year's resolution is to have the Falcons play the Jaguars every week. I think that, you know, that would be nice. Baker Mayfield said the death threats are not that serious. Yeah, if Johnny Manziel's still alive and kicking, I imagine he'll be all right. Right? Remember the Browns jerseys with all the quarterbacks listed down the back? All those guys are fine. You know, it's all right.
Kevin Harlan here. Tonight, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA knockout rounds continue. The action heads to Las Vegas tonight for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Four teams remain, but only two will move on. The last two teams standing will then go toe-to-toe Tuesday night, December 16th, in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for all the action, so don't miss the final chase for the Emirates NBA Cup coming to you live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals doubleheader tonight at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And Prime's also got your front row seat for the championship game Tuesday, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern. If you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details. And don't miss the thrilling conclusion to the Emirates NBA Cup tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
The Bills play in the Ralph, which is a common reaction to watching the Bills play. The Vikings should rename their stadium The Weep. Aww. And the Falcons should play at the Choke. Colts coach Frank Reich said the playoffs start for them this week. That's nothing. The playoffs started for the Lions 2 months ago. They had to win out from October on. We lost John Madden since I talked to you guys. John Madden still refuses to fly, so he's expected in heaven in 2023.
How's the original take?
Taking the stairway. It
takes a while.
Taking the stairway.
I appreciate that joke. It's kind of you sort of feel guilty laughing at it, but yeah, well done.
That happens. First Gruden, now this. Tough year for Frank Caliendo's act.
We have a song about it.
Yeah. You have a song about it?
Yeah.
Yesterday, yeah.
Do you want to hear it?
No. I do, actually.
I'll go on the website. What else do we have?
The best thing here. Tom does. Hey, let's have a report. But first, here's Pat with a song.
We have a special guest. The first Pat's got a
song. We like to mix it up. Pat, you want to play the song?
Mix it up. I think we should just stick with the Kostaki thing.
I'm getting bored with it.
There we go. The truth comes out.
No. This is Kostaki's doing great jokes. Give him a little breather.
Yeah. Blow breather.
It's okay. Okay. Do you have any more Madden death jokes, or are we done?
Yeah, sure.
No one says success like a breather.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm worried about Caliendo. You know, the Gruden thing was such awful news. I can't do that impression. You know, now poor Madden goes away. Jim Rome, please be careful out there. For the love of God. Terry Bradshaw, no racist jokes. Can we make sure Morgan Freeman is taking his vitamins? Nelly Caliendo's lucky. Probably just perfected his impression of Antonio Brown.
There it is.
The NFL, we'll close on this. The NFL had three sad passings this week. John Madden at 85, Dan Reeves at 77, and Mike Glennon at 4 for 11 for 24 yards and 2 interceptions. That's a sad passing.
Very good, Kostaki.
That's nice. Some very good stuff. Kostaki's going to be live and in person just around the corner. Wow, January 12th, it's a Wednesday evening, Springfield, Missouri, the Blue Room Comedy Club.
All right.
Then Thursday through Saturday, January 13th through the 15th, Cape Girardeau, Missouri, at the Laughing Gas Comedy Club. They also do a tooth extraction. And then Thursday through Saturday, January 27th through the 29th, Appleton, Wisconsin's famous Skyline Comedy Cafe.
Terrific.
Hey,
so
I'm
go
excited.
See Kostaki live and in person. And
I just got back from thank you to the people of Nebraska and South Dakota. The gigs were just so much fun. It really heartened me about everything that's going on in the world. Just people laughing and people are kind. And it was really good to be out there. So I'm happy, happy to get back out.
Had to be cold, though, right?
It was -8 at one point.
Oh, my God.
That is too low.
That's too low. That's when you're standing at the gas station and you just want to kill yourself. That is crazy.
Oh, man.
Your nose hair's freezing together.
Yep. You're just here to make you laugh.
Yes, Pat, you got any suicide songs?
Sure.
Got a suicide song in here somewhere.
Take the hose out of the tank. Put it all over your body.
Take the hose out from the tank.
By the way, the New Year's resolution thing is a very strange human tradition, right? This thing we do, we're like, I'm going to exercise more this year and I'm going to lose some weight and I'm going to be more present with my kids. But first, I'm going to get hammered out of my mind.
Yes.
And then you wake up hungover the first day of your resolution period, like, eh, I'm not doing any of that stuff.
Right. Yep.
It's a very strange tradition.
Well, Kostaki, it's great seeing you. Great hearing. Great stuff today. Very, very funny.
Thank you, guys.
Certainly
always
appreciated.
A pleasure.
And we have.
Enjoy that license plate, honey.
Yes, ma'am.
I think you should probably start selling those as merch items.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what people want.
Yeah. Yeah, let me have the Kostaki. It's not my name.
Hold up your license plate.
Okay. Yeah. I actually daydreamed about doing shirts with Economopolis on the back because I always wanted that as a kid. But I realized I'm the only one who thinks that.
Yeah. Yeah. Those will end up in the warehouse next to Vic Dunlop's eyes.
And Vic's ashes.
Good reference.
Falcon has legs.
Champion shirts.
Yeah, that would have been the worst merch thing anyone ever did that was just the biggest flop.
And maybe the eyes.
Oh, no. I think he sold a lot of those.
He did?
Tons yeah. of money. Vic Dunlop sold so many of those eyes, he got in trouble with the IRS.
Yeah.
Yeah, really? That's right.
He had those eyes on the springs, and the whole end of his act was a pitch to buy them, and everybody bought them. They were like, what, $2? Yeah, everybody would buy them, and then Mr. Chan's house of wacko got audited.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Let's hear that again.
Hang on a second. What's the name of this place?
Mr. Chan's house of wacko.
Okay.
It's definitely the vaudeville tradition there.
They got audited, and they wondered, who is this guy that bought $50,000 worth of eyeballs? And then they went to Vic, and he was working for the IRS until his death.
Sadly,
funny man. Sorry, Vic. Sure.
By the way, the answer to the biggest flop ever with merch is anyone who ordered a big pile of CDs in the last few years.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yes, I have a warehouse. We shredded it.
We had that problem.
Boy, oh boy.
Know your audience. Yeah,
thank you very much. I'm still trying to move a few myself.
Once again, there's a place that will shred them for you. Springfield, Cape Girardeau, Appleton. See Kostaki live and in person. And ask him about coming out with the Kostaki mini plates. You could get them in white and sign them.
You are just an idea guy, aren't you?
Yeah.
Now, Willie,
if only some of them were.
Wait a second, yeah. Kostaki. I don't know if you can see this. Can they put the camera on this? Can you see? Is that going to be big enough?
I don't think so. No. Kostaki, my dad did me a favor. He got me these lighters to sell his merch, and they say
that's
Willie.
Not the only favor he did you.
Hey, can we not say things that are true on air? Let's wait until the mics turn off to say true things. All right, pal?
Yeah, now remember, when Willie talks, everybody laughs.
Apparently not this morning. Did a little line about Kostaki with you. Got nothing.
Oh!
Okay, can you tell me about the lighters, Willie?
And they say, Willie Griswold, not for weed, Kostaki. You can use these, to light cigarettes, to light candles, arson, whatever you want. You just can't use them for weed.
How much do you sell them for?
I do not know. They're donation-based right now. It's whatever you got.
Okay. Well, it's 100% margin. Whatever.
That's not the case.
Sell for a buck.
A little bit of an economics lesson right there for you.
Can I brag about Willie? Do we have a sec? When Willie and I last did a gig, there was a crazy mix-up before the show, and the lighting was weird. And he was on stage while they were moving a lighting tree. It was a horrific situation, and he handled it with grace, and it was hilarious.
Kostaki, you're not kidding, man. A very similar thing happened when I worked with him, and he's not only is he funny, he's totally in the pot.
And as the respect of the technicians. Hey, the kids up there, so let's start screwing around.
Yes. Yeah. They call me Willie, let's test the lights out, Griswold.
You were in darkness when you worked with me, remember?
Right. When I worked with Pat, they turned it to like sexy mood lighting. Yeah. It was crazy.
I had no clue
what to do up there. We have fun.
We should point out that Josh will be at the Funny Bone in Dayton, Ohio, coming up January 14th and 15th.
Oh,
just around the corner.
I need practice.
I'm out there too. By the way, get an act together by then.
I'm out there too. Yeah.
No, hey, Pat's out there.
I'm out there too. Yeah, one night stands January 28th and 29th. One Night Stands.
Where's that?
It's in Michigan somewhere.
That's a great name.
It's in Michigan somewhere.
Somewhere.
Do you want to maybe narrow it down to a peninsula? Upper or lower?
I think it's Warfield.
Keep looking.
I think it's
across the Mackinac Bridge. It's somewhere down here, I think.
Sheboygan.
Is it Sheboygan?
No.
Oh, okay.
Something with a W.
Well, he couldn't wait to get that.
W.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Plug out. And
no idea.
It's a month away. Don't forget about me. I don't know what I'm talking about. That was crazy.
Are you learning the Haywood marketing game?
Yeah, that was very
solid.
Kostaki, I got a call from Haywood one day, and he goes, you want to have dinner tonight? And I went, you're in town? And he goes, no, I had a gig stayed over, but it turned out when I got down there, it's next week.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.